Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 6. We're doing this on the 12th of the 2nd, 2022. Christmas is coming, folks. We've had Thanksgiving. I love America, folks. It's the only place where you literally get two Christmases, Thanksgiving and then Christmas Day. You don't get that in the UK, folks. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about the best WordPress membership and LMS plugins that you should look at. I'm sure Spencer's got some strong views. I've got some views. So, Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
It's Spencer Foreman from WPLaunchify.com, but you can find me now at SpencerForeman.com. That's F-O-R-M-A-N. That's my new hub to all things that I'm involved with.
That's his new hub. He's all over the internet. He's got a hub.
That's I got lovely. A great deal on gas and coffee if you come over.
There we go. That's fantastic, isn't it? So, Spencer, we've got a diverse group of plugins. Let's start off with one of my favorites. He's laughing already. Let's start off with one of my favorites. They are also a sponsor of the show. The founders are friends of mine. Let's start off with Lifter LMS. So I'm just going to throw it over to you. How would you encapsulate Lifter LMS? What are, in your mind, some of its strengths and some of its weaknesses?
Well, in the world of anything you're doing with an online course or courses, you need essentially a librarian. So a learning management system, in my opinion, its first and foremost and probably indispensable feature is to be the organizer of your course content. If you don't have courses with lessons and quizzes and other things, then you probably do not need an LMS. It is worth mentioning that many of the LMSs that exist, there's really two or three main leaders, Lifter, LearnDash, there's a couple others arguably, allow you to do much more, like onboarding users, taking money, membership, subscriptions. I argue you shouldn't do that because you should use it for its highest and best feature, which is the organization of your course content, and otherwise use the other components we've talked about in our previous shows and we'll talk about today. Beyond that, though, the key differentiator, because I didn't answer your question, is Lifter is free and then you pay for the tchotchkes, but it has a very, very, very high amount of personal interaction from its founders, Chris and Thomas, as well as its team. Will and Kurt and everybody else who's now involved, who I know personally. So what you're getting with Lifter is the relationship as well as the things that go with it. And whether you're using the free by itself or the free with the tchotchkes, when you pay for it, you really do get something that's unique in the WordPress world.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Spence. My part is that what they offer for free, they do offer a lot for free. They've got then add-ons, premier add-ons. They're about 120 each. You only need to buy one add-on, and that's for Stripe. They do add-on for PayPal. So for $240, for $120, you're off and going. Like I say, in the free pack, they offer a lot for free. And then they've got an Earth pack, which I think is about three of their most selected add-ons for $149. They've got a Universal. I think that's got more of the add-ons. And they've got the Infinity, which gives all the add-ons that they supply. It's a mature product. It's been they've been part of the WordPress ecosystem for over 7 years. They've got a lot of integrations, and they've basically done things the right way in my mind. The other strength which Spencer touched on is they offer a lot of support and a lot of training at different levels. You can't expect to get too much if you're just utilizing the free product, but they offer a Facebook group, other forms where you still get a fair bit of support, even if you're just using the free product. And they're very easy to engage. If you pay for one of the paid packs, the Earth, the Universal, Infinity, as you go up, you get more and more training from them, more engagement. They're a really great crew, aren't they, really? Very honest people, aren't they?
I mean, I would honestly just suggest that people think of it like that, because I would be the argumentative one to repeat myself, but I don't, even when using Lifter, recommend anybody sell their stuff with the Lifter integrations with Stripe and everything. You're going to use Lifter with WooCommerce and or do things for free. But the difference between doing it with that and LearnDash and something else would be basically, if you need the kind of relationships that they offer and the help and the community, it's a great place to start. And the software has been, refactored recently, and it's always being upgraded by Thomas. But the point is, it gets you into something that wraps you with the kind of experience and other individuals. And I think that's really the thing you're buying. You really are.
You know, if you're serious about building a real business and you really want, and you're looking at WordPress, you could go do a lot worse than looking at this. But you've got to be the type of person that really wants to build more than one course, and you're going to get a lot of functionality, and it's a great place to start because of all the support you get. Let's move on, Spence. Let's look at something totally different in a way, but it's MemberPress. So I'm just going to throw it over to you. What's your views on MemberPress?
MemberPress is the 1977 Chevrolet Corvette V8 or the 1877 horse and buggy. It was and still remains for many people the only game in town if you wanted an all-in-one plugin that, back to our use of the term framework, was like a framework in a plugin. It onboarded the users, it took the money, it does the subscription, it protects the content, it allows you to do basic courses. But it does so in today's world at a very high cost, kind of like the metaphor I use all the time of the kid who wants to learn to ride a bike, and so parents buy a tricycle instead of a 10-speed with training wheels. When you get into MemberPress, you're in MemberPress, and you lose some of the feature-like interconnectivity you would get from doing a different stack where, as I just mentioned, you're only using the LMS for the features of organizing content, and you use other more appropriate plugins like WooCommerce, WP Fusion, and so forth, for connecting to everything else. And if somebody comes to me in today's world with MemberPress, it's usually because they are having a difficulty with, albeit an amazing plugin from a different generation, they have a Tesla. And they're trying to figure out, how can I connect my wagon to the back of my Tesla? Or where do I put the gasoline in my Tesla? And I'm like, stop. You have to remember, you've got something from a different generation of WordPress that's got stuff that overlaps now with better feature-only plugins. And I think that's where the mindset has to be. Is it good enough? Yes, if you stick with just it. Very similar, we talked about in the past, other plugins that do one thing as a framework. But if you're trying to make a Lego block or an IKEA kind of feature stack, MemberPress too much.
Yeah, I would agree with what. I think if you there's two reasons why people really look at this, apart from all the SEO, all the content they've got out on the internet, is the development team are really great people and they know what they're doing. Technically, it's well coded. If you're just looking to just do one course and you're not looking at some of the SaaS products that we looked at last year, like Learnable, Teachable. You want to do it in-house. I think it's a great alternative than utilizing like Learnable or Thinkific. The other thing is it's got its connection with LearnDash. You know, if you really want to sell subscriptions and you don't want to go down the WooCommerce route, it's got a lot of linkage with historically through SEO, through article placement, with people looking at the LearnDash solution. So that's why people tend to go down that route when they are really looking at LearnDash, in my experience.
I agree, but this is sort of maybe a good time to mention a really esoteric point, but something that people will probably acknowledge if they're listening to this and go, oh, that sounds like me. Integrations are great, except when you get to 80% of what you need with integrations, and then you realize the other 20% doesn't exist. And now you realize, God damn it, why did I do it that way? Because it's sort of back to the metaphor of Legos, right? You can't build something with 80% of Lego blocks and 20% Tinker Toys. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be 100% Lego blocks. They're all compatible as features, or it doesn't work at all. And I think that's what's happening in the world we live in, is that most of the people who are using one of these all-in-one things come across like, oh, I use this integration, that integration, this integration, and they go, why can't I do this anymore? And now they have to create a Frankenstein monster or a Band-Aid or an API webhook monster versus having chosen something differently as the stack. And again, Blair, as a professional, outstanding, great founder. He's one of the originals. But listen, there's still wagon makers out there and people that raise horses too. Just understand what you're buying if you've got a Tesla.
Yeah, that's one of the purposes of this show. We're going to go for a break, folks. A couple of messages from our major sponsors. Much appreciated their support. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTONIC, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
The importance of backing up your WordPress website cannot be emphasized enough. We use BlogVault to help us do this on a daily basis. With free staging, migrations, and on the pro plans, malware scanning and autofix, BlogVault is the professional's choice when managing just one website or many. Go to blogvault.com and see for yourself. You seriously won't find a better, more complete solution. That's blogvault.com, blogvault.com.
We're coming back. I'd like to point out we've got some great special deals from our sponsors. Also, if you're looking for a specific plugin or a SaaS service to help you with your membership website, I've curated the best of the breed. They're all listed on the WP Tonic website. You can get these special deals and the recommendations by going over to WPTonic/deals. So let's go on to the next in our list, Spencer. LearnDash. What do you think of LearnDash?
I mean, we just discussed the idea that LearnDash is probably, along with Lifter, one of the granddaddies of the whole LMS thing. And prior, you know, to it being sold to, I always make a mistake if it's Liquid Web or one of their companies.
It's very confusing. They've got so many names, haven't they?
So much going on.
Well, they have, don't you think it's confusing? They've got Stellar WP.
I mean, no, it's either Stellar WP or it's Liquid Web or it's one of the sub.
What's the other one?
It makes no difference.
What's the other one? Well, I think it's hilarious myself, but there we go.
I mean, I know almost all of the
It's almost as bad as you.
I won't say who has said these things, but I'm friendly with, professionally and otherwise, with most everybody who works there that's in charge. And they'll say the same thing to me. They'll be like, every day we don't know.
I imagine they need a spreadsheet to know which.
I mean, the products and the services are fine. It's just the management is very unusual because it's a family-owned business at the top end. And so there's a lot of moving stuff. Anyway, to the point. LearnDash is probably our number one use plugin for anybody with a business with LMS. We just discussed Lifter. And while there are instances where we may recommend Lifter first and foremost, for most businesses that are established with a product market fit or enterprise, we tend to lean in on LearnDash first and foremost, because it's well known that there was over $1 million spent on refactoring the code. There's an infinite amount of add-ons. The way that it works has certain key features, one of which I can mention because I've discussed this openly with Thomas and Chris, and I'm not sure why they don't do it. LearnDash allows you to set the permissions required to view a course. Now, what does that mean? It could be free. Anybody could see all the stuff. It could be free, requires registration after you've logged in, but otherwise free. It could be closed. It could be, you know, you have to buy something. You have to be put in via an API. But the ability to do that means that we have the ultimate flexibility to create the kind of use only this feature of LearnDash and connect the person's membership by some other means. Whereas, unfortunately, in Lifter, and this is a little nuanced, you got to enroll in everything. It's either open or it's enrolled. And I find that quite frustrating because I have to create like a false zero amount accessibility kind of a placeholder.
You're absolutely right. There are some workarounds, but why they don't sort that out, I have no idea.
I've discussed this, and it's just the nature of how it came to be. But like, for example, some of the lighter plugins we discussed might be on our list, but LearnPress. LearnPress is a plugin that is quite attractive to me for many things because of the fact that you can just set it like LearnDash. But if I was honestly saying where we're going to start, 99% of people, I'll just start them on LearnDash. And if they're my client, I'll let them use my license or something, because the point is LearnDash has all the other, you know, ecosystem stuff. LearnPress is quite clever if you got one or two courses, and it solves that one problem that, if you guys are listening, please, Thomas, Chris, make an option in Lifter that you could just have a course that's protected with a tag, like, and don't have to be enrolled or any of the nonsense or whatever, because the accessibility option is a sort of a drag. And that's unfortunate, because I've been doing testing lately on how to deliver these, you know, WordPress as a service solutions. That's one of my main business focuses for this year and beyond. And I find it very difficult to use Lifter for that reason.
I'm not going to respond to that.
I'm going to say it because it's nuanced, but it's like, if you want to set up a generic, here's a baseline, right? There's a certain number of steps that you're going to go through. It doesn't change any of the positive things we were talking about, but I'm saying for many people, they just want an experience like turn it on, put my courses in, and I'm done, right? And for that, it's nice to have those options.
Yeah, I've got to be very careful with my words, listeners and viewers. I can easily upset Uncle Spencer. So my position, it's one of the things you've got to understand, folks, when you're going to build something in WordPress. One, it's a bit of a flea market. Two, there's kind of, it's reliant about how it integrates with other products, other elements in the WordPress ecosystem. LearnDash, the founders, Justin and his wife, really, they were from, especially Justin, were from a training background. They also did, like Spencer remarked, before they sold it, they did spend an enormous amount refactoring the code. It in my mind, it's got a slightly better UX design than Lifter LMS. The people that refactored the code are well known, 10 up. I think I'm correct that they did the work. It's a great WordPress development agency. Jack, the founder, that they know what they're doing. But it's got these strong linkage. It's got a strong linkage with BuddyBoss, which Lifter LMS doesn't have. And a lot of our clientele are looking at BuddyBoss. When they go to the BuddyBoss site, it talks all about LearnDash. So they're trying to persuade them to look at something else is a waste of time. They're committed to BuddyBoss, LearnDash, and it's a great product. If you're not going to use WooCommerce with it, you're going to have to use another system because it hasn't got the sophisticated payment internal shopping cart that Lyft are. And I know Uncle Spencer hates me for saying this because he's totally committed to WooCommerce.
I mean, I'm not interrupting you because what you're saying is valid.
Yeah.
But it's 180 degrees from what I recommend, as you know.
Yeah. And he gets very annoyed with me, but I'm trying not to upset him because he's very calm.
You're not upsetting me. We're offering, I think, today's show is very balanced. I'm saying we're offering a balanced 50-50 on this one. You're saying A and I'm saying B. And they're opposite recommendations. No,
it's not that, actually. I totally agree with you, actually. I'm just pointing out, trying to persuade somebody that has been bombarded by out-of-date blog posts and YouTube videos, and they've spent 2 days and they've already made their mind up, and trying to persuade them that they should use whatever we're discussing with WooCommerce. It's a bit of a wasted discussion to some extent, Spencer, but you are totally correct.
I mean, I'll clarify to the extent it's useful. So if somebody needs to directly sell access to a course, it's 6 of 1, 1/2 of the other, because whether they use the Stripe or the PayPal integration, both Lyft and LearnDash have it. If you are going to build the stack of things that I've been recommending, obviously, I've made it clear 1,000 times. WooCommerce is essential to that, and it costs somebody actually very little extra time compared to the benefits. So your points are valid. I support you in saying that, and I appreciate you being sensitive to my hair trigger. But at the same time, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. We actually just did say almost the opposite recommendations. LearnDash has a really nice WooCommerce integration that when you're doing tags means you can essentially have one product in WooCommerce, and you can say that if somebody buys this, they immediately get access to this, that, the other courses. And if you want, you can give them a tag. That's so powerful. And again, a similar feature exists in Lyfter, but the difference being is if it's not a free course, you have to have sort of this free proxy enrollment placeholder thing. You don't need that in Lyfter.
Fair enough.
LearnDash.
On to the next one. Paid Membership Pro. Really, if you're looking just to do one course and you're committed just to use a membership plugin, I would suggest Paid Membership Pro myself. Great team. Great husband and wife team, just great people, basically.
With great history.
The Colemans, they're just great people, really. It's a great plug-in. What's your feelings, Spencer?
The Colemans, and I think it was originally Jason and his wife, maybe came on, but as it grew, she's really outspoken now. She does all the outreach and stuff. So they're outstanding support, really personal relationship with the customers. The plugin was always being updated in the early days, back when we were carving stuff out of wood. I really appreciated how they would share snippets and interact in their forums. I mean, that was the heady days when all of us were figuring out what to make. And they still maintain that. So with the caveat that you just put, if you got one course and you just want to sell it right away, then that would be fine by me. Just use a simple WordPress site, this plugin, and be done with it. That is about the extent to which I can recommend it, because otherwise everything else that I said kicks in. You're buying a tricycle in a world of features, and I don't.
Yeah, it's very similar to our last week's episode, but in the SaaS world, I had to take a very long shower after that episode. Actually, I felt a bit dirty, but.
I cried myself to sleep.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I know you do. He's so nice to me, folks, isn't he? Buddy, I hate it out, so I've got to take
my
it.
My audience sent me roses after
that. Not that one, the one after that. You always had a nervous breakdown, didn't you? You needed therapy after that show. It's very similar to what we discussed last week with the SaaS. You know, if you're looking just one course, maybe look at Thinkific if you're looking, if you're committed to a SaaS solution and you're going to have multiple courses, look at Kajabi and a couple of the other ones that we were talking about. It's similar in the WordPress world. If you're just looking for one course and you're committed to a membership website and you won't look at Lifter, I personally think you'd probably be better off just using Lifter with 120.
It's in the same realm.
With the Stripe add-on. But, you know, people don't even, it's not I'm disagreeing with you, Spence. It's just that people, they go online, they do a big dive, and they, it's very hard to persuade them when they've got a set, they've already told themselves where they're going. And
somebody has told them.
Yeah, somebody has told them.
But see, to a certain extent, let's back up the truck and let's look at the automotive industry for a moment as a comparative. Because now that we're in electrics, right? There's a guy, Rich Rebuilds, who used to talk about rebuilding Teslas from parts, and now he's moved on. But he recently had a video I saw about buying a Rivian. But he lives on the far east coast, and there are none of the Tesla network of chargers. So he had an hour and a half video where just to go 200 miles took him like 6 days because of all the complications. But here's the point. Let me finish, please. The point is, in WordPress, we've evolved really quickly, just like the automotive market is for electric, to a situation where I think there's now two legitimate trains of thought. You either are going to do a simple site where you just need like a SaaS solution, like WordPress as a service, in which case there are, look, we've got a dozen competing products that are framework-like plugins. Just pick one of them, put them on a website, you're done. And somebody could legitimately, as a freelancer, make a business. Just here's a website with everything set up using Paid Memberships Pro. Done. Lifter already does that on Cloudways. But the other option is, I kind of know that I need more than just what this framework plugin does. So I better just use a different stack where the features, and the reason that that's similar, let me just round, I'm almost in. The reason it's similar is you buy a today's electric car, you think, oh, everything must be like a Tesla, but the devil is in the details. Guy buys an $85,000 truck and he can't get it home from Florida because there's no charging stations that work with it. Similarly, you buy this plugin and you think, oh, everything's set. You get all your content in, you spend a month, you pay a designer. You realize, damn it, I should have done it differently. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I was just going to, did you have to swear when you were saying that?
Oh, sorry. Was that, no. Is damn a swear?
No, Cloudways. Did you have to say that?
Right. Oh, okay. Right, well, I'm just saying it's fat. I'm not recommending him here. I'm saying that Lifter have a thing with Cloudways.
How can you say that? You got a Pagely bloody t-shirt.
I have this because I went to WordCamp US and it's an awesome fitting shirt and it's got neat little bling, but I'm keeping the logo below. Right. Pagely doesn't exist anymore anyway. It's already part of GoDaddy.
We're going to go for our break, folks. We've got a couple of other sponsor messages. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. Just want to point out, if you're looking to build a membership website on WordPress, you need great hosting. That's what WP Tonic offers. We offer a suite of plugins, over $10,000 worth of plugins. Plus, we set everything up for you. We make the experience of utilizing WordPress for your membership LMS just really easy and painlessly. So go over to WP Tonic and buy our hosting, and you won't be disappointed. On we go, Spencer. Sansei, LMS. You know, talk about the devil and that. It's totally the opposite, because they're if you're going to utilize Sansei LMS, you're committed to WooCommerce. You know, that's one of it's like from one extreme to the other of this flea market that we're discussing, isn't it? It's quite fascinating, really, isn't it? What's your thoughts about Sansei LMS?
Well, so Ronnie Burt and his team of 17 people were put in charge of fixing what's wrong with Sensei.
Huh? They're happy crew.
Ronnie's the nicest guy. Ronnie and Chris are at the same level of super chill people. Like
I wish you were.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly the same thing. Like, getting to be the get off my lawn kids old man that I am, I've come to recognize that my personality is based upon a certain difference between how they seem to be in public and in person and I am. I mean, I'm very, All right, so to the point, Sensei is like the wagon that somebody found in grandpa's barn, and they got left some money by their rich uncle to try to dig it out and dress it up like a Tesla. And maybe they'll succeed. But right now, I can't see why anybody would use the Sensei Pro for $149 a year on that old wagon when there are far better choices. Now, is it possible that Ronnie and his team are going to pull a rabbit out of a hat? Maybe. I was actually trying to get them involved in a relationship where I helped them to revive it by making it a feature type plugin. That was the same advice I gave here is what I gave to him and his team. But somebody higher up the chain didn't want to buy into the cost of my involvement in that. So as it is, I hope they still do it independently. But I would love to see Sensei become that thing that we've been discussing, which is it's a feature of WordPress and it works as an accessory without essentially forcing you to buy their special connectivity plugin to WooCommerce, because the connectivity plugin to WooCommerce essentially breaks all of the benefits of using it as a feature with, as I was suggesting, an marketing automation. So like as an organization, remember back at the beginning of the show a million years ago, an LMS should be an organizational feature. And if it does that well, it's worth paying for. But when they try to add in the stuff and make it complex and all these other things they're doing, they're breaking its primary benefit, which is keep it simple, make it work with what already exists, and people will pay. So
yeah, it's really fascinating because Ronnie really's got a history in the learning LMS. He really knows his stuff. Yeah. Like I say, what Spencer said, he's one of the nicest people, and they're sponsors of this show. And they're doing interesting stuff. But he's dealing with, it was a plugin that was allowed to kind of semi-die on the vine, and then suddenly Automattic decided, somebody like said, well, we've got to revive this, and they hired Ronnie and his team, and they're doing some really interesting stuff. But at the present moment, it has strong integration with WooCommerce, but that's all I can say.
I can add to my thoughts. It's my thoughts. He never said this, but my thoughts are the reason that they're spending money on trying to revive it is because we've discussed in other shows how everybody is racing to have WordPress as a service in a vertical stack. And if you look to the other hosting companies, like whatever, it's Liquid Web/Stella, whatever.
Whatever, names that they've got. Yeah.
So I'm saying like every vertical has to have an LMS in it. And oh, we've got this old dog in the barn. Let's bring it out and throw a couple dollars at it, like Tumblr or something. And ta-da.
Do you think I should give WP Tonic four names? Do you think that would confuse people?
Your microphone just went very quiet all of a sudden. Say that again.
Do you think I should rename WP Tonic? Give it four different names? Do you think that would confuse people?
I think the thing that's interesting is that if I think back on how I got started in WordPress. It was from being outside in the SaaS world, where we essentially, in a world of freemium SaaS, took all these old PHP scriptlets. They were little scripts. They were scriptlets. And we just went to an audience of people who had never seen them before, and we branded them and made them work on that particular free platform. And everybody thought we had just invented sunlight. Okay, so what I'm saying is, in WordPress, most of the end users could give a darn about it being WordPress plugins or the names of the brands. That's only a fraction of the users. So I'm saying, yes, create a new product that takes existing stuff, white labels it, and gives it to an audience of customers as a really refined thing. And I think you've got a business model that's been proven, I mean, by freelancers for 16 years. But as a service in general, I think that's where the future is of WordPress. And I'm finding that that's where most of my interest lies. You know, right. Why do we need to sell the parts anymore? Why can't we just roll the cars off the showroom to an audience of people who want them? You know?
Right. On to the next one. This is going to drive him. I'm going to drive him absolutely berserk on this one. He's going to lose his mind over this.
I had a vaccine last week. Jonathan Denwood booster shot.
You're going to go bonkers after this. All right. Sure members.
I don't mind that.
Sure members. What's your view about this? It comes from Adam, and it comes from the Astra people. You know, Adam Paisler. He's a smart cookie. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to market. What's your thoughts about this?
First of all, Adam is one of the smartest, most influential people in the WordPress space. I think what I love about this, and he's partnered with several people, not the least of which is Sujay Pawar over, you know, who does Astra and everything else. But basically, everything that they've created together is now under what anybody with eyes on can see is part of a, I don't really care that it's WordPress ecosystem. So for example, whether it's Presto Player or Sure Members or Cart Flows or blah, 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 all of these things are designed for the exact reason that I'm discussing with people here. It's that he's selling these either work as a system or work as a SaaS, irrespective of WordPress, solution. But if you happen to be in WordPress, they're also very selective features. Now, Cart Flows in particular, obviously I had to build a competing product called Launch Flows because I felt that they went too far with it. Sure Members and Sure Cart are my redemption. Because SureCart in particular, which we didn't mention, but it's kind of the
sister I was, and I thought that would really get you going, I thought.
But in a complimentary way for Adam. It validates that he understood the original problem of cart flows. That too much, too integrated, too frameworky, so he built an alternative. The second time around, and SureCart and Sure Members are exactly what I'm talking about. And I would venture a guess that even though technically speaking, these are not cloud-based, it's 100% sure in my mind he's building a whole empire around recurring revenue with a cloud option. A cloud option is coming down the road for all of these things.
Yeah, I've bought into his products because...
Anyway, just one last thing about the product. Same answer. You're buying into a tricycle. Now, the neat thing is that Sure Members is more of a feature and it still works with other stuff. But when you do it, then I ask you, well, wait a second. If you're going to still sell your normal WooCommerce stuff and you've got the ecosystem of every bajillion things that work with WooCommerce, and now you've got Sure Members and Sure Cart, you're kind of, now you've got two sales systems running off of the same business and you're kind of like, back to the 80-20 rule. Like you got 80% of the way and now you bumped into yourself. So please, you know, think it through. If you're just doing one thing though, it's a nice alternative. And by the way, Adam and Sujay are a superhero duo. I just feel that they cater more to the starting audience, which is appropriate because that's what his audience is for, versus the mature, you know, ongoing business and enterprise, because the products always kind of hit a limit at a certain point.
Yeah, we've bought in big with them because who they are, and I got the deepest respect for Adam. And basically, the thing is, if you're going down the Learn Dash route, you're going to need some membership. And a lot of people are exposed to a lot of negative propaganda about WooCommerce. And so when you mention, he's going to hate me say this, he's going to cut my balls off after this. When you try and persuade them that WooCommerce would be a great solution, they've just been exposed to a lot of online YouTube propaganda that you shouldn't touch WooCommerce because...
That's why I don't tell people.
So we don't... And the other problem with WooCommerce is this insane policy of the owners that... that you got a, if you're doing subscription, you got to buy the add-on, the subscription add-on for $199, and it's just it's insane.
It's insane at one level, though, and I want to bring this out. We're very rapidly coming up to where the value proposition of buy them on their own plugins is going away. I'm not saying it's going to go away permanently, but I'm saying that when you're talking about utility plugins, and if they're overpriced, people will just do things to get around it. And one of the ways to legally get around it is just to acknowledge you don't need to be registered to use the plugin. It's open source. So if you have a client who is using, let's say, WooCommerce, and you're, hold on, this conversation is 16 years old. As an agency, as a person building stuff, for certain utilities, the person is never on their own going to get the support directly from WooCommerce. And if you have an ongoing recurring relationship with them, a lot of times what we say is, look, buy the license for unlimited sites or buy the license for 5 sites and be the intermediary, you know, for yourself or otherwise. When you're buying it on your own for your own business, I mean, $199 is like a very small amount of money. I mean, even for that, because it opens up so many doors. So don't let the $197 scare you off. Many of these other plugins we talked about are $247, $297, you know, much more.
Yeah, that's true. But we, what WP Tonics, we offer all this as part of our hosting package.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like you're an intermediary. So people, why do they need to worry about buying all the licenses? They just go through you and pay you and you give
them. Well, because it's a one site license, it's a one site license, basically. So we offer Shore members with Shortcut.
Support and updates are what you're buying when you get a license. You are doing the support and updates, so they're buying the license from you. The software is being supported by you, updated by you.
All right, to you all.
Which is a model we use as well.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show, folks. We've got another few plugins to discuss. You can watch the rest of the show on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about you? And you'll be in a happier mood because you're not dealing with me as well. So what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
Go to SpencerForeman.com, SpencerForeman.com. It's got a hub to all my other stuff as well as my latest content. I would also ask everybody to go actually sign up to my newsletter because what's going to happen for me, and I'm trying to show this as well, we've got a lot of things changing in the social media, social network space. And as a result of that, I feel that there's going to be, mark my words, a resurgence back to the good old days of blogs and newsletters, okay? Because we're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff on Twitter and Facebook and this and that and LinkedIn and whatever. So what I'm saying to everybody is I don't spam. I send out typically once a week a very informative, very short newsletter. And in doing so, you'll basically allow me to also take you out of my banging you around Facebook in a feed or something because you'll just get that one thing a week. So please sign up there.
Yeah, Spencer knows a ton of stuff. He's one of the smartest people in WordPress. And he didn't pay me to say that. I said something nice about you, Spence, for God's sake.
It'd be a shame if my sponsorship suddenly ended. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't say it just for the sponsorship. I'm not that reliant on the money. All contributions are most welcome.
I know everybody who's listened new. I've known Jonathan now 15-something years, maybe 14 years. And Jonathan, I met originally, he was a a client and a student, and then we switched roles, and I'm very happy to sponsor and participate with him, but we joke around that the money goes both ways.
It does. We're going to wrap it up now, folks. We can continue the discussion on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. Subscribe to that as well. Subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is getting very popular very quickly. Thank you so much for your support. Please join us live as well. We do this at 8:30 a.m. You can join us on the YouTube channel and on the Facebook group. And you've got any questions about membership, we will help you. We will see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.